Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
The clock.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The Trump administration again ordered to immediately restore frozen government funding.
The federal judge in Rhode Island said, no, you can't freeze that money in and of itself, too. So he ordered that that money be unfrozen. And then an argument was made in court that the federal government didn't comply with that. So this judge in Rhode Island has now just today ruled that the government did not comply with his order and must unfreeze those grants.
ABC's Jay O'Brien. The administration ordered federal prosecutors to drop the corruption case against New York City Mayor Eric Adams. The Justice Department says the case comes too close to Adams' re-election campaign. In Guatemala City, the country's capital, a multi-vehicle crash spurred a bus to plunge into a gorge, fall 115 feet, and crash under a bridge on the outskirts of town. It landed upside down and half submerged in a stream. At least 55 people killed. This is ABC News. New Orleans police are not preferring charges against the cast member who displayed the Palestinian flag with the word Gaza during Kendrick Lamar's Super Bowl halftime show. The NFL, though, says the protester will be banned for life from league stadiums and events. Restaurateurs nationwide continue to struggle with the ridiculously high cost of eggs, driven even higher by bird flu-fueled shortages.
At Luna Cafe in Seattle, breakfast is her busy time of the day, and they rely on having eggs. Last week, thieves broke in and stole over 500 eggs and liquid egg product, along with other breakfast supplies. General Manager David Park says they've had to look around stores in Seattle to find enough eggs to stay open.
We couldn't, like, order any eggs, so we had to drive around all the markets to get the egg. But, you know, if you go to Costco or, you know, some grocery store, it's hard to get them.
Police in Seattle are investigating. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Richard Cantu.
Thanks to the Schultz Mortgage Team for sponsoring WRCO Hometown Weather Watch. Call 608-738-8765 to learn how you can buy a home with less than 20% down.
Today, a forecast for a high of around 15 degrees, partly cloudy and colder. Flurries ending this morning. For Tuesday night, partly cloudy and frigid, at a low down around 5 degrees. Wednesday, 18, with a possibility of 1 to 3 inches of snow in the afternoon. Perhaps another inch Wednesday night. Thursday, partly cloudy and cool and 17. 25 Friday, with 2 to 4 inches of snow possible. Friday night into Saturday. Right now in Richland Center, after a daytime high yesterday of 29 and a trace of snow, about a half inch of snow all total, enough just to kind of make it a little bit on the slippery side in some areas today. We're at 8 degrees on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer. Good morning. We start the broadcast day officially today, Tuesday, February 11th.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Grammy Award-winning country music star, Trisha Yearwood.
Say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner
remember when I was a lad, times were hard and things were bad, but there's a silver lining behind every cloud. Just poor people, that's all we were, trying to make a living out of blackland dirt. But we'd get together in a family circle singing loud. Daddy sang bass. Singing seems to help a troubled soul. One of these days, and it won't be long, I'll rejoin them in a song. I'm gonna join the family circle at the throne. No, the circle won't be broken. By and by, Lord, by and by. Daddy sing bass. In the sky, Lord, in the sky. Now I remember after work, Mama would call in all of us. You could hear us singing for a country mile. Now little brother has done gone on, but I'll rejoin him in a song. We'll be together again up yonder in a little while. Daddy sing bass. Cause singing seems to help a troubled soul. One of these days, and it won't be long, I'll rejoin them in a song. I'm gonna join the family circle at the throne. Oh no, the circle won't be broken. By and by, Lord, by and by. Daddy sing bass. In the sky, Lord, in the sky. In the sky, Lord, in the sky.
Johnny Cash and the Family, and a tune called Daddy Sang Bass. Before that, Trisha Yearwood did the honors to open up our broadcast day today, the national anthem for Tuesday, February 11th. Phil Nee with you. Just a little bit of slipping this morning by the old mighty vibe. We had to get some new treads on it not too long ago. So, you know, we had to get some $1.99 specials. But we're here. We're ready to go and keeping company on a Tuesday. Some scores to tell you about from last night. A loss for the Bucks playing without Giannis. We'll check sports in about 10 minutes from right now. Farm news and markets later on this hour as well, as we pry our eyes open and get the sleepies out of our eyes today. Tuesday, February 11th. Here's Don Williams.
My heart is out of control. This old love struck soul just lives for the moment you're around. And when I hold on to you, it is all I can do just to keep my feet on the ground. Desperately loving you, desperately. When you're not here with me, I get a little bit crazy. Constantly think about you, constantly. Look at what you've done to me. I'm just like a little baby. Oh, I love you desperately. Will I laugh? Will I cry? Will I live? Will I die? It all depends upon you. And it is dangerous, I know, to be lost in you so. But I am, and there's nothing I can do. Desperately loving you, desperately. When you're not here with me, I get a little bit crazy. Constantly think about you, constantly. Well, look at what you've done to me. I'm just like a little baby. Oh, I love you desperately.
about you constantly. Well, look at what you've done to me. I'm just like a little baby.
We stop to think, it seems we never have time alone. Doing things we have to do, not much time for me and you. Before we know it, it will all be gone. Let's take the to talk, take your hand and take a walk. I never have you to myself enough. The two of us are really one, and when it's all said and done, the only thing that really lasts is love. Let's take the long way around the world, sharing each other.
Ronnie Millsap with a classic on The Mel Kow Show, 514. Let's take the long way around the world, or at least around Sextonville. Yes. Anyway, it's a little crusty out there today, so drive with care. There are no weather announcements related to the schools today. Going on this morning, Tech Help Tuesday. That goes on at the Brewer Library from 9 until noon. Get basic help with all apps and devices. Walk-ins are welcome. Appointments can be scheduled by calling the Brewer Public Library at 608-647-6444. There is no charge for this service. I may go there today if I have some time and see if I can get some tech help. Try to figure out how to get this white out off of my computer screen. Kind of hard to see. Let's see what else. Oh, the regular meeting of the Boaz Village Board will be held at 6 o'clock tonight at the Boaz Community Building. Those reminders from Community Calendar today. 8 degrees in RC. Here's Charlie Rich.
Blue Spanish. shines. Teardrops are falling from your Spanish eyes. Please, please don't cry. This is just adios and not good.
On the Mel Cal Show, it's 18 minutes after 5.
Wagner Auto is your hometown family-owned towing service. When your vehicle needs a tow, they can handle it, no matter the size. Rely on professional 24-hour towing service with reasonable rates, all from the local towing company you can trust. Wagner Auto, 647-3443.
Burnt again. Kenny here with my Easy Bake Oven. I have been working on my surprise for Valentine's Day, but I haven't had much success. But Christie's will be serving up cupcake, love note sugar cookies, chocolate dipped strawberries, and many other treats to fit that special day. Pre-order early, online, at the store, or give us a call at 649-2253. We would love to share in this special day. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Today's look at sports is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Fenimore held on for a 41-38 win over Riverdale in boys basketball last night. Good close game. The Chieftains missed a half-court shot to tie it at the end of the game last night. Elsewhere in boys basketball, it was Sauk Prairie over River Valley, 70-45. Highland, 80. Benton, 59. Toma, 83-37 over Viroqua. River Ridge got the win against Schulzburg, 80-51. Girls basketball, River Valley over Iowa Grant, 47-32. Wazika Steuben beat Boscobel, 85-51. Lancaster, 61. Fenimore, 39. Wonewoc Center, 39-28 over Seneca. Royal, 59. Lafarge Youth Initiative, 27. Mineral Point got the win against Belmont, 51-39. Stephen Curry scored a season-high 38 points, and the Golden State Warriors pulled away in the fourth quarter to beat the Milwaukee Bucks 125-111. Jimmy Butler had 20 points, 9 rebounds, and 6 assists in his second game with the Warriors. Elsewhere, it was a win for Cleveland over Minnesota 128-107. San Antonio beat Washington 131-121. Atlanta 112, Orlando 106. Boston 103, Miami 85. 85, Brooklyn 97, Charlotte 89, Oklahoma City over New Orleans 137-101, Sacramento won in overtime over Dallas 129-128, Denver 146, Portland 117, and the Lakers beat Utah 132-113. Games tonight include DePaul playing at Marquette in men's basketball action. Also a game coming up tonight for Auburn at Vanderbilt in top 25 college basketball. And Purdue plays at Michigan as well in action from the NBA going on tonight. The Bucks have the night off, much needed, after playing the last six games without Giannis Antetokounmpo. And that is an update on sports today.
Driftless Area Hunters Outlet, LLC, 182 North Main, downtown Richland Center, has what you need to enjoy hunting and target practicing in the great outdoors. Visit dahuntersoutlet.com. Richland Family Prescription Center, service with a personal touch. New prescriptions and questions always welcome. Your family always comes first. And Rock Solid Forming on County X Blue River offers steel ply forms, ties, hardware, concrete sealers, and a large rental fleet of steel ply for all of your concrete wall forming needs.
522, today's forecast calls for 17. Light snow or flurries ending this morning. Partial clearing by midday and chilly. Tonight, mostly cloudy and cold. Flurries possible toward morning, a low of 4. 19 Wednesday. Here's the latest on the snow Wednesday. 1 to 3 inches expected on Wednesday throughout the day. The heaviest total south of Richland County. Wednesday night, light snow ending by midnight. Another inch possible, a low of 3. 16 Thursday. Here's the scoop. Friday, increasing clouds 24, snow likely by late night Friday night, 2 to 4 inches possible overnight. Any light snow ending early in the day on Saturday and a high of 25. Right now, east to northeast winds at 3. We're at 7 degrees in Richland Center. Time now to officially warm it up with the aerobic polka.
Hello, everybody. This is Uncle Julius, and now comes our steam song, boys. 1, 2.
Oh, Well, there you go. Uncle Julius and the Boys and the Good Time Charlie Polka. And we'll dedicate that this morning to Richard, who's a big polka fan over there around Reedsburg, and he can't start his day until he hears the polka. So there you go. Good thing we're not late with a polka, or we'd mess up some days, that's for sure. Here's Alan Jackson on the Milk House Show.
Chattahoochee, it gets hotter than a hoochie-coochie. We laid rubber on the Georgia asphalt. We got a little crazy, but we never got caught. Down by the river on a Friday night, pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just a living for the minute. Yeah, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee, never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. Well, we fogged up the windows in my old Chevy. I was willing, but she wasn't ready. So I settled for a burger and a grape snow cone. I dropped her off early, but I didn't go home. Down by the river on a Friday night, a pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just a living for the minute. Yeah, went down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. Chattahoochee, never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. A lot about living and a little about love.
Let go of the past.
Tommy Overstreet on WRCO, FM 100.9 in Richland Center. We have east winds around 2 miles per hour, just a little the crust of snow out there, up to about a half inch or so, enough to make you think about your winter driving skills. Right now it is 7 degrees.
This farm news and market update from Brownfield on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Tim Slack Auction and Realty, LLC, offering professional auction service and real estate, household hay, firewood, produce, and farm machinery. Visit TimSlackAuctionRealty.com for more information on upcoming sales.
Hello, this is Chase Hestetou with Tipsock Auction Realty with sales results at upcoming events. Huge sale last week. Large squares topped at $180 a ton and large rounds topped at $70 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Guitars, tools, snowblowers, household, and much more. Online only ending February 12th at 6 p.m. Soft close. Looking to buy or sell your real estate? Give us a call 608-723-4020 or go to www.timsockauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Hestetou. Have a great day.
More volatility is expected in the cattle market. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Next week's National Ethanol Conference will feature the latest on marketing, legislative, and regulatory issues facing the industry. Follow Brownfield's coverage on air and online. First, a used machinery expert says the market is recalibrating. Brownfield's Jared White has the story.
Greg Peterson, founder of Machinery Pete, says most used equipment values are still coming off the record highs of the pandemic.
If you're getting the livestock stuff now, loader tractors, obviously used values, conditions for new sales are pretty decent with the strength they've seen there, whereas on the big grain side, a lot more pressure built in 24 and early 25.
He tells Brownfield he expects there to be opportunities for farmers this year.
To me, it's just a question of when do you get the spark, when do corn and beans go up, because when they do, bang, auction prices go up, which is why I gently say right now in 25, as you're able, I think there's going to be situationally fantastic opportunities to be an aggressive buyer as others are pulling back.
Peterson says the rise of online-only auctions and dealer consolidation has accelerated how quickly the used equipment market reacts to influencing factors. From the 2025 Illinois Soybean Summit in Champaign, I'm Jared White for Brownfield.
A livestock economist says there is a lot of volatility in the cattle markets ahead. Brownfield's Megan Grebner has more.
Josh Maples with Mississippi State University says the talks of tariffs and the resumption of live cattle imports from Mexico put a lot of pressure on the markets last week. But
one of the things we're most certain about is the supply situation. That's the baseline here that is supporting cattle markets in particular. But it's this uncertainty that makes it really difficult for traders trying to figure out where this thing is going, at least in the short term.
While there is a temporary halt on the tariffs in place, Maples tells Brownfield,
we're going to continue to have these discussions. And even whenever you start talking about retaliatory tariffs, it's still not going to be clear exactly what that is.
He says the uncertainty will create ongoing volatility across all commodity markets. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Wisconsin State Livestock Specialist says Badger State beef producers are growing their herds.
Wisconsin actually, by percentage, had the largest growth of any state in the U.S.
Jeff Swenson with the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection says Wisconsin's beef cattle herd size is small compared to the major producing states, but Wisconsin producers increased their herds by 15,000 head to a total of 275,000 head. That's up 6%.
It was a big gain for Wisconsin. I think it was a little bit unexpected. And I will add to that a 1% gain in Texas and Oklahoma this year is a much larger gain by head than it is in Wisconsin. But still, we're putting more beef cows in the landscape here in this state.
Swenson says Wisconsin's beef herd increase is mostly true beef breeds and not because of the beef on dairy trend. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
A sluggish start to the week for direct cash cattle and cash hog business. Good morning, I'm Megan Grebner with the Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity was quiet Monday. Show lists this week are higher across all major feeding areas. Bids and asking prices didn't surface. Significant trade volume will likely be delayed until the latter half of the week. At mid-session at the Oklahoma National Stockyards, feeder steers and steer calves were steady to $5 lower, with steers 500 to 600 pounds up to $12 lower. Feeder heifers were steady to $5 higher. Heifer calves were $3 to $6 lower, with heifers 500 to 600 pounds up to $10 lower. The USDA says demand was moderate and quality was not as good as last week. Feeder supply included 50% steers. Medium and large one feeder steer, 606 to 647 pounds, brought $295 to $323. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 600 to 649 pounds, brought $262 to $285. Box beef closed higher with solid demand for light offerings. Choice up $1.63 at $323.50. Select closed $1.02 higher at $313.92. Estimated cattle slaughter was 100,000 head, down 15,000 on the week and down nearly 15,000 on the year. Cash hogs were not reported due to confidentiality Monday, with very few negotiated purchases. Processors are off to a slow start to the week and aren't aggressive in their procurement efforts. Prices and volume of movement reflect that. The industry continues to monitor the availability of market-ready hogs and hog weights to gauge supply. Demand for U.S. pork on the global market has been strong, which has been helping provide price support, but domestic demand has been inconsistent. The five-day rolling average for barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct is 85.60. It's 86.70 for the Iowa, Minnesota, and for the Western Corn Belt, the five-day rolling average is 86.55. Pork values closed higher Monday, up 262 at 99.62. All of the primals except the butts were higher to sharply higher. And estimated hog slaughter was 491,000 head, up 6,000 on the week and up about 10,000 on the year. At the CME, live and feeder cattle were higher on the sharply higher box beef during the session. And lean hog futures into the day mixed on spread trade, the higher midday move in pork, and ongoing demand uncertainties. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Do weed control right the first time and deliver the knockout punch to weeds with Status Herbicide. Status Herbicide is the number one broadleaf herbicide for corn, going up against the toughest weeds in your fields. Use it as your frontline post-application in a tank mix with Zidua SC Herbicide for one heck of a knockdown that keeps HPPD-resistant weeds out for the rest of the season. Explore more at statusherbicide.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Everyone has their own taste in music, and you mix your playlist to accommodate that. So why can't insurance be that way? I'm Dylan Lewis from Richards Insurance Agency. We can make sure that your home, auto, business, and life insurance is mixed just right for you. That way your playlist doesn't have any unwanted songs. You can reach us at richardsinsure.com so that we can make sure you get the right tune.
Direct cattle business was quiet Monday. Butcher hog markets were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in corn genetics, offering more than 50 lines of the highest performing corn featuring a broad range of traits. Stein has yield. Soybeans were narrowly mixed and corn was modestly higher ahead of Tuesday's USDA numbers. March beans held at 1049.5 and May was unchanged at 1065.5. March corn was up 4 at 491.5 and May was 4 higher at 504.5. Live and feeder cattle were sharply higher, with box beef up at midday. April live was 135 higher at 198.12, and June was a dollar and a dime higher at 193.20. March feeders were up 322 at 268.12. And hogs were mixed, adjusting spreads and keeping an eye on some demand factors. April lean was down 52 at 91.62. The May hog contract was 32 lower at 95.70. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
What to expect from crop biologicals today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Farmers know that livestock can be temperamental at times. Even animals that have never been a problem before can act up. And in a head-to-head, the 600-pound steer or mama sow will hold the advantage. Be watchful and know how to reach a safe spot fast if you have to. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. When using crop biologicals, be sure you select products designed to meet your goals for the crop. That was my takeaway from a recent webinar from the Illinois Soybean Association. Here's Mallory Shador, a soil microbiome specialist with North Carolina State University Extension.
My research program and also the use of biologicals in agriculture is founded on the critical relationships between diverse microbial communities living in the soil, within plants, outside of plants, and the beneficial agricultural activities that these communities carry out related to soil nutrient cycling, plant growth promotion, and also pest and disease control.
Shador says you have to do some research.
These product offerings are growing, and it is a really challenging market to navigate for a number of reasons.
And says Shador, biologicals are not going to produce miracles.
Manage expectations by balancing current practicality with the future's potential.
There's a link to the webinar on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business with slaughter cattle sales every Tuesday morning at 8:30, offering a range of slaughter steers, heifers, bulls, cull cows, and quality baby calves. They also host feeder cattle sales every Friday morning at 9. This Friday, don't miss their combination sale featuring an all-Holstein and Angus cross sale. For more details, visit BloomingtonLivestock.com or give them a call at 608-994-2020. Bloomington Livestock Exchange, where quality meets tradition.
When you come to the Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, you'll find a variety of durable American-made Tartar farm and ranch products. Be it gates, panels, waterers, hay and grain feeding equipment, compact tractor equipment, ATV, UTV equipment, or other items that'll work as hard as you do, you'll find them at Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. For 69 years, the Tartar folks have been making sturdy, hardworking equipment for America's farmers. If you want rugged quality equipment, you want Tartar brand, and it's at Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut Street. Tartar, working harder for farmers since 1945.
New processing facilities will likely impact milk demand. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. A dairy economist says the production and distribution of milk and dairy products will likely change as new and expanded dairy processing facilities go online. University of Wisconsin Extension's Leonard Paulzine tells Brownfield more than $8 billion worth of stainless steel is being invested in new and expanded dairy processing in various parts of the U.S., but it will take time to get all of them into production.
A few plants are going to start here in February, and then, you know, as you go along through 2025 and in future years, we'll see more of these coming online and these projects being, you know, start to finish.
Paulzine says the expansion in processing is not limited to one product.
We do see it across product categories. So a lot of it is cheese, that's for sure. But we see it everywhere from that fluid side to soft products, hard products, kind of across the spectrum.
When it comes to sourcing milk for the expanded processing, Paulzine says it appears processors have been coordinating with producers.
That's kind of what we've seen in that most recent report that came out on cow numbers, is the places that we saw these noticeable increases in cow numbers were the same places where we know that plants are being built.
Paulzine says when a new plant goes online, it usually takes up to 6 months to ramp up production and additional time before the products reach consumers. Cash dairy prices were mixed Monday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry whey was unchanged at 58¾. No sales there. 40-pound cheese blocks up 4¼ cents to 190¼ with 6 sales. Cheese barrels went up 3½ cents to 181½. 4 sales there. Butter unchanged at 238, but no sales. Non-fat dry milk down 0½ cent to 132½. No sales. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update.
Making home improvements, putting on an addition to your home, or building a new home or garage is easier and more affordable when you begin at Harchi Lumber. Harchi's have a complete line of building materials from beginning to end, including drywall, insulation, windows, doors, kitchen cabinets, plus construction crews to put up pole buildings. Prompt deliveries can be made to your job site on self-unloading trucks. Give Harchi Lumber a call at 608-985-7207 or stop in at Harchi Lumber on Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg today.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 17, light snow or flurries ending this morning. And then from there, the rest of the day looks to be all right. North winds between 5 and 10 miles per hour. A little frigid for this time in February, just a little below normal. A low of 4 tonight and Wednesday 19. We're keeping an eye on a storm. 1 to 3 inches expected on Wednesday. The heaviest totals of snow could be south of Richland County. Wednesday night, light snow ending by midnight. Another 1 inch possible and a low of 3. 16 Thursday and Friday 24. With late night snow possible Friday, 2 to 4 inches could happen. We have a wind around 3 from the east-northeast and it is 7 degrees. Tony Schumacher gives us a little bit more detail on the weather coming up before 6 this morning. Drive carefully. A little crust of snow up to about a half inch of snow this morning. There are no school announcements, no delays or cancellations today.
She ain't a country music lover. Well, I already knew that we disagreed on politics and religion, and it didn't really bother me too much when I found out she didn't like to go fishing. The trouble all started with them phonograph records I bought her. Like, she thought Kitty Wells was a place a cat goes to get water. Her home to meet my mother. That's why it breaks my heart to discover that she ain't a country music lover. But friends, it didn't take me long to realize that this old girl was in a fog. Why, she even thought that Fur-Lined Husky was some kind of Eskimo dog. She thought the Texas troubadours were President Johnson's staff. She even thought that Ernest Tubb was a sincere place to take a bath. Oh, I really thought that I had learned to love her. I even took her home to meet my mother. That's why it breaks my heart to discover that she ain't a country music lover. Just to think that she'd been to college and traveled around the world. Then the nerve to ask me if Bobby Bear was a striptease girl. But what really got my goat and made me explode? Would you believe that she thought Johnny Cash was money you find in a commode? Oh, I really thought that I had learned to love her. I even took her home to meet my mother. Country music lover. Man, talk about being dense. Squirrely ain't the word. Why, she even thinks that Pete Drake is a duck. Western Union is a cowboy's underwear. I don't know what else.
Little Jimmy Dickens, boy, he's got trouble there. That girl ain't a country music lover. Seven above the WRCO, here's Jim Reeves.
Bimbo, bimbo, where you gonna go, E-O? Bimbo, bimbo, what you gonna do, E-O? Bimbo, bimbo, does your mommy know that you're going down the road to see a little girlie, oh? Bimbo is a little boy who's got a million friends, and every time he passes by, they all invite him in. He'll clap his hands, sing and dance, and talk his baby talk with the hole in his pants.
let me know that you're going down the road to see a little girlie-o.
Every day I need you more. You're the one I'm living for. And the best you ever give, you've given me. You completely satisfy every need I have inside. And I pray you'll never take your love from me. You lay so easy on my mind. Oh, so easy on my mind. There's not a part of me that your sweet love don't reach to satisfy. No, there's not a part of me that your sweet love don't reach to satisfy.
G. Rice, that song put up a house in Nashville for him back in the day. We'll be back with a look at weather coming up next on this Tuesday morning.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, ReynoldsLivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Explore Boscobel, Wisconsin's top outdoor recreation destination. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce invites you to visit soon. Mr. Tom's Auto Body specializes in collision repair and refinishing, rust proofing, rust repair, sandblasting, and more. Call 375-4480. Total Tech provides a host of services, including flat rate commercial IT support and PC repair, security cameras, telephone systems, and audio and video solutions. J&J Recycling and Salvage is a family-owned business, open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturday from 8 a.m. to noon. If it's here, it's for sale at J&J Recycling and Salvage. And Herculift is your local material handling supplier with service, parts, and rental equipment, as well as new and used options for purchase or lease. Call 1-800-362-3500 for Herculift in Boscobel.
Today's specials are Country and Community from the WRCO studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Proud to contribute to many community projects and activities.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, we've had a little band of light snow and flurries push across the area overnight. Otherwise, that's moving out and we'll have a quiet and chilly day shaping up. We are expecting though more snow to roll in by tomorrow morning with a low pressure system sweeping well south of Wisconsin. Should bring us several inches of powdery, fluffy accumulation tomorrow, so watch your travel conditions. Roads will likely be snow covered and slippery. The heaviest snow totals from the system will track from Iowa through Illinois into southeast Wisconsin, where some places could see at least 6 inches. Now, we are expecting cold weather overall to stick around right into the middle of next week. We'll see another weather system slide through as well Friday night into early Saturday. Could bring some more accumulating snow, so if you enjoy getting out for winter recreation, this might be a great weekend to do that. Otherwise, that forecast for today, any patchy light snow or flurries ending early in the morning, partial clearing by midday and chilly with a high of 17, northwest wind 5 to 10, becoming northeast late. Mostly cloudy and cold tonight, some flurries possible toward morning, low temperature 4 degrees. Tomorrow cloudy with snow throughout the day, 1 to 3 inches expected, with the heaviest totals south of Richland County, high at 19 degrees. Tomorrow night, light snow ending by midnight, maybe another inch or so, cold and breezy, low at 3. Thursday, some sunshine, but still chilly and a bit breezy, high of 16. Heading into Friday, increasing clouds, low 2 below, high 24. Snow likely by late Friday evening with 2 to 4 inches possible overnight. Saturday, any light snow ending early, otherwise breezy with breaks of sun in the afternoon. Not too cold, low at 17 with highs in the mid-20s. On Sunday, a chilly day, but nice sunshine, low 2 below, high of 15. And next Monday, partly cloudy, high of 15, chance of light snow at night. Have yourself a good morning out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, 7 degrees. Yesterday's high was 29, with a trace of precipitation last night. Record high, 60, February 11th of 1999. Record low, 22 below zero in 1895. Last year's high, 38, and the low was 23. Sunset will happen at 5:27 this afternoon. Sunrise time this morning, around 5 minutes after 7. We have a northeast wind around 4 miles per hour and a barometer reading that states a 30-34 mark. Also about a half inch of snow in the overnight. No delays or cancellations. It's a crusty snow out there, a little slippery, so be careful as you head out and about. Be prepared. 11 was the midnight reading. Right now we're at 7 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, your home for free internet banking and internet bill payment.
WRCO FM Richland Center, where the news from ABC is sponsored by Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, providing quality service and equipment for all water systems, and by Whitaker's Market, the destination grocery for bargain hunters in Hillsboro.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The